The Lord's blessings be with you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for your prayers. We really appreciate them. I want to talk to you about a situation that is pretty common in the body of Christ, a situation of fornication. There are several people in the body of Christ who don't take seriously the Lord's warnings about fornication, and that those who fornicate cannot go into heaven. And then you can lose your soul by doing that. And he wrote a personal letter to someone who had been putting off marriage. And this is what he said. It is way overdue. Please stop living for yourself and get serious about serving me. This person is called to serve the Lord in the married state. I have so many wonderful plans for you. You don't want to continue to waste time and miss them. And he had been putting off getting married for 5 years, even though he knew it was God's will, and he said that he loved the Lord. And my son, do you realize that your conduct, if you were to die committing these sins of fornication, do you realize that you could go to hell and take other souls with you? By your example, souls who have thought by your example that they would go to heaven because they confessed me and still fornicated. You are not saved by being a nice guy or saying you love me or any works you do. You are saved by my grace. When it is received sincerely, it produces the fruit of obedience to my commandments. Gospel and living your life by my commandments. Confessing me and proving your confession by repentance and continual amendment of life. When you do this, my grace abounds to you, but I do not give that same grace to one who presumes that because he has said the sinner's prayer, he can continue in his sin. And this particular individual was not getting married, but having relations with different women on the side. Jesus continued, by example, you have taught those around you that sin is okay. If you love God and say the salvation formula, it isn't that easy, son. You must live as I have commanded you to live and not cause others around you to fall and possibly lose their souls to hell. And then I quoted scripture here, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 and Mark 9. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with 2 feet be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Nowhere in my book does it say that as long as you confess my name and believe, you may go on sinning and you will be saved. You have known this in your heart, but have continued to allow your weakness to rule you. My word says that if you cannot control your passion, get married. And if you love me, truly, you will obey me. And I want to say here that this is kind of common. It's not adultery and fornication are not being addressed in the Christian church as much as they should be. And they think they can just, they think it's okay and they'll get by. But it's not okay with the Lord. He continued. Then I quoted scripture in 1 Corinthians 7. Now to the unmarried and the widows, I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I am. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry. For it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Continuing on. You have failed in every undertaking you've begun because of your sin. I cannot bless one who goes on sinning and disrespecting my laws. This particular individual had a lot of disappointment in financial affairs, trying to make money for a good cause, wanting to give it to the poor. But the Lord didn't bless anything he did, and everything turned out badly with one situation after another. So, I have withheld from you success because you have withheld from me your life, because you are called to serve in my kingdom, and you must be free from sin. Consider that this habit has brought nothing but sadness into your life and the lives of others. I have forestalled the event planned to stop you from losing your soul because of the prayers of those who love me and have given their lives to me. You owe them a debt of many thanks because you still have your legs and walk. Note that I did not heal all that were ill because they had not all repented of their sins and had no remorse. But I allowed them to be chastised with leprosy and diverse sicknesses to save their souls. Those whom I love, I chastise. My son, do not take lightly the discipline of the Lord, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son he receives. So endure suffering as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? That's Hebrews 12:6. I have brought the woman of my choice into your life to save your soul from hell. I am telling you this because you have been in grave danger of perishing. Also, I will give you the opportunity to live an authentic apostolic Christian life, giving you the chance to love souls with all your beautiful heart, saving them, bringing comfort to the lost and infirm, leading men and women into eternal life, not by word only, but by spotless example. What I have already done for you is a dream come true for Christians on this earth, yet you continue to stall and question, bringing sorrow to my heart. You have no idea the suffering this woman has already endured because I told her that you are my choice. She went to the cross to offer her life for my holy will and save you from damnation. And on that cross, her heart was crucified with mine. My son, I must tell you that so far you have lived a very shallow and self-centered life, concerned for your freedom to indulge your fleeting passions and attempts at financial abundance, while others give me the pittance they have and tiny offerings of their life, and I in return shower abundance into their coffers. I know your heart is to give and do for others, but in continually choosing your own way of doing things, you have squandered much time and many resources. In all humility, recognize your bankrupt estate and consider the cause is stubborn refusal to embrace my will and move forward in trust, doing exactly what I wish for you to do in exactly the manner and time I wish you to do it. If you continue to resist me, there are other men, better men, faithful men, committed men, wanting to find a wife such as her. And if you do not repent and commit, I will give her to one of them. I am most serious, son. The time has come to remove sin from your life and make the commitment you already know you should have made years ago. Contrary to what you think, you do not know everything about scriptures. You have been taught error and not the full story. You do not have the full helps to reach sanctity because of it. You will recognize you are in error by the sin in your life. I have taught everyone that by their fruits you will know them. Matthew 7, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns, figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Son, a trail of broken-hearted women is evil fruit. A fatherless child is evil fruit. Pride and self-righteousness have kept you from going deeper in the scriptures to learn what my first century Christians believed. There are many denominations that teach different portions of the Bible and deliberately avoid others. My church teaches the whole truth and is not a cafeteria-styled Christianity. That is one reason why you are not able to stop sinning. You are operating under many curses, which I have allowed to land because of your immoral lifestyle. There are many other things you are ignorant of that could help you, and I have sent my emissary into your life for that reason. I want you with all my heart to be my minister, and I have put together a clear path for you to follow. But will you? So now you have the whole story, where you stand before me, and you have a choice to make. When I created you, I endowed you with special graces that most men do not have. So far, you have wasted them on your passions. But now I'm calling you to make a choice. Serve me or continue to serve your flesh. It's up to you. I force no one, but I do reprimand and correct those I love. You I love dearly and want to give the kingdom, but what are you willing to give up to have it? It comes at a great cost, just as you were redeemed at a great cost, my crucifixion. Choose this day who you will serve, son, and know that I will always love you, no matter what. And that was the end of his message.